Last time on the Empire Initiative. Unbeknownst to our heroes, a tiny sapling has begun to grow from the ashes of the Black Forest Treant. Meanwhile, the crew makes camp in the Woad, and Dart flexes his foraging prowess. A discussion is had over what gifts to bring to the Sapphire Jubilee, perhaps a basket of fine meats and cheeses, and to cut them, the sword of the usurper, Lord Saxton. But the jovial mood is broken by the arrival of alarming news from Archmage Tace. It would seem that Emperor Dane was responsible for the creation of the Aboleth, among other horrors. Still reeling from that revelation, the crew is nearly ambushed by a group of orcs, but Dart turns the tables on them using Zavarian Rain as bait as the battle breaks out. This is Episode 11, The Lost Episode.
Hey everybody, this is an unusual situation.
We fucked up.
Yeah. I'm only human after all.
Wi-Fi issues when recording.
Yeah. Technical difficulties, please stand by. Insert We Shop music, but not actually, because
they'll sue the shit out of us if we're lucky.
do club mix.
Oh my god. Club Asmodeus.
I've heard some Club Asmodeus songs lately.
Obviously some of the Cult of the Lamb soundtrack has that right vibe. That's good stuff.
Why are we here? What's going on?
Okay, so
why is our quality so good right now?
don't worry about that. It's just your imagination.
Nah, we got better equipment.
Is God gaslighting
me? No, we of course.
Yeah, so just a little backstory, I guess a little thing. We recorded a bunch of things, and then when I went back to edit the audio, I noticed that on this episode in particular, something was weird, and it was a mistake that past us have remedied, that we now have recorded, I'm not sure exactly, I'm not going to say what number, but a decent amount, and have improved.
We film ahead.
Yes. Backlog, please. And so we didn't realize that there was an issue until later on. And so now that we have upgraded equipment, we want to kind of, we don't want to just leave you high and dry without like anything.
No resolution.
Yeah. And just like of what happened, we left off in the middle of a fight. Like, that's not cool. I loved what I did the next little bit and what we did, like in particular. Yeah. Like, that was a great fight session. There's a lot that happened. So we are trying to figure out a creative way to be able to retell it without just you guys listening to us recap what happened.
That's boring.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so this is the lost episode. Okay, so who is this lone survivor, Rachel?
Kofuto.
And what do they look like?
He is rather tall, has like a very long braid that goes down past his butt.
Oh, very nice.
Inches.
Yes, he has growth where it counts. and he is wearing I'm just trying to remember of who was all in the fight, like what bad guys, what they did, or like what the orcs did.
They didn't get to do much.
They killed him pretty good.
So there were blood skulls. Obviously, they did not survive. Mm-hmm. And I mean, basically, there was like, I want to say there was like two archers. One of the archers ran. It's probably you.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Is archer. I just wanted to make sure that it aligned with what
because happened. Actually, I guess you would probably be the person who went into the tree and saw them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing, or either that or like they're the other archer who was like relaying the information from that person. Mm-hmm. I feel.
So the one that ran away that we didn't get.
Yeah, because it's got to be the survivor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either the initial scout or like the archer that hung back that survived, essentially. So it's kind of, I guess, kind of up to you which, like, who do you think he, which one you think he was?
I want to be the one that was on the ground that, like, the, like, saw firsthand the fire and the frog.
Okay.
Yeah. Through the fires and the frogs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Because you guys, like, intentionally let one go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Because Dart didn't tell us about the other one until after. So.
That would be the scout in the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Who also survived, but is not here to give his account. Maybe he didn't make it back for some reason.
So yeah, he is an archer, orc. I feel like he's very cut and burnt and had arrows sticking out of him when he first arrived.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, fucked up.
Thorn scratches all over him.
Probably some still dug into his skin in places.
He's relatively was fucked up and is still tired, but knows that he needs to get this report in before he can rest.
Yeah, and of course the captains, it's the middle of the night, the captains are tired and they've all been dragged out of bed and they all have to put on their uniforms to come to the conference room and talk to this person, and they understand it's an emergency, or they've been told it's an emergency, but they still have to do all this shit, and they're, of course, grumpy and tired.
One of them has a pregnant wife at home.
One of them has a pregnant wife at home. That's Captain Calgren. He is a very large, very muscular, very well-built, very handsome orc man with... He usually wears like a lot of jewelry, but in this circumstance, because he got up in the middle of the night, he just put on like his uniform, which is navy. And well tailored. The uniform also has like his like rank on it, which is symbolized by like crescent moons that are like stacked on like the breast pocket area. His in that case is like large crescent moon with like four smaller crescent moons stacked on top and a star over that. very high ranking captain. He's the highest ranking person here. In addition, there is his son, the lieutenant, and two other captains, a lady captain and another man. They are just the only other ones who were available at this time. They always have to have like a council of people. That's like part of like their organization. They don't ever want like a one-on-one report, especially for like an incident report, because like there needs to be accountability. So, grumpy officers, ready for this damn incident report in the middle of the night. You guys don't even have your transcriber, who is Dreamer. Dreamer is like a... They're basically like a divination wizard that... kind of manages... They basically manage communications. They're not always able to, but they are a very powerful divination wizard, and they will tell the other officer's stuff psionically, telepathically, and kind of update and whatnot. But Dreamer needs a lot of sleep and is always sleeping for about half of the day. So you guys don't even have Dreamer, so you actually have to write shit down and remember shit for once. It's fucking annoying, and you're pissed off. Okay? And so you know, what is your name again? Cope. I'm gonna write it down.
Kofuto.
Kofuto?
Kofuto.
Kofuto.
K-O-F-F-U-T-T-O.
K-O-F-F-U-T-T-O. Kofuto. Kofuto, you are fully expecting, you know, everyone to be grumpy. Which, you know.
What's new?
So you are brought into the conference room. It is dimly lit by some nice torches. Orcs have I think they have low light vision or dark vision, so they don't really need like a ton of light. And
they're not big light people.
Yeah, they don't like big lights. No overhead lighting.
Big light is evil.
No overhead lighting whatsoever. But yes, so Captain Calgren is sitting at the head of the little conference table, and the doors swing open and the guard kind of gestures to you, Kofuto. He's like, go ahead, man. Sorry, buddy. That looks fucking rough, man.
Man, it's...
They didn't let you go to the healer first?
This is too important. I needed to come here straight away.
Captain Calgren clears his throat.
And he's just bleeding. various places. And
just actively bleeding. Mm-hmm. And the guard who was like, oh, are you okay, man? He just shuts up and he's like, fine, just go. And the door will close behind you. And you know that the guards are moving into position to make sure that door is secure. But yeah, and so you kind of walk into the middle of this semicircle of chairs, and there's basically a single chair there. And they at least gave you the comfy one that's upholstered.
He still stands and just holds the back of the chair. I don't want to get blood on this chair, but I'll use support. Does someone else need it?
Please, I insist, sit. The captain's son is like, yeah, man, don't worry about it. Sit. It's cool. We can clean it. Somebody's got prestidigitation, right? All of our mages are asleep.
A dog walks in.
That is a night drake.
Oh,
a night drake. Oh my god, it's Sapphira.
Okay. So he sits down, and there's a thorn in his butt still. So he hovers back up and sits on one side.
Tell us. What happened?
Well, you know, we were out training the drakes. Going out, it was routine. They said it was going to be routine. We were like, oh, there's a fire over there. Is that a frog? I thought one of the frogs got out. There was a frogkin with a frog.
Whoa, slow down. the female captain speaks up, a frog.
Who are you?
You see a tall, imposing female orc sitting in front of you. She has long auburn hair tied up in just like a tight ponytail. You can tell this is like the best she could do on such short notice to look presentable. Her name is Leshy, and you know her to be a strict bitch.
And you're just like, great, of course it's fucking Leshy that's awake.
Oh, hi Leshy.
What do you mean you saw a frog?
Yeah, there was a frog by the fire with these, like, two lesbians and their cat friend.
Okay, so you clearly killed them, then what happened?
That's the thing. They weren't just normal people.
Captain Calgren folds his arms.
Unless she tilts her head.
I'm the only one left. And he, like, pulls the thorn out of his ass and throws it down.
Impossible! You must have had 14, 15 drinks with you.
No time for jokes.
Do you look at me? Do you think I'm joking? And he just pulls more thorns out of him and just throws them down.
To be fair, Leshy, not shit's funny.
Yeah, it's a terrible all joke. All of them.
I think maybe, what's the scout's name? The one that went
The scout's name is...
Woodlug?
Yeah. How about, Hugrion?
I think Hugrion made it, but I don't know. I haven't seen him. Have you seen him? Has he reported back?
No, there's been no sign of Hugrion. It's kind of unusual, actually.
I just...
Because he's not supposed to engage, so he should have made it out just fine. Did Hugrion engage?
No.
Perhaps they saw him and hunted him down, considering you weren't able to overcome them, I presume.
They were so strong.
How many of them did you kill?
None.
Are you fucking joking?
This is an outrage.
You have a lot of nerve coming back here, not even taking a single head.
That's why it's so dire I came back here.
You just see Leshy, like, scowls at you.
Someone had to tell them. Someone had to tell you that they aren't just normal. He had the frog folk. Had a magical sword.
So it was a frog folk?
I think so.
No, yes. Think or you know that you can't.
It was a frog folk.
Did it speak?
Yes.
So...
The frogs are escaping.
Am I to understand that the frogs are escaping and you weren't able to capture it?
I don't think that this frog is from here.
Well, that's impossible.
Right? Dar's not from here.
No.
That's impossible. Emperor Dane said that there were no frog folk left in the world.
Well... That's what I thought too, until they killed us all. Through the fire. His face will haunt me in my dreams forever.
The frog.
The frogs have returned.
You're not making any sense, boy.
He had a magical sword and he jumped from the trees down into the fire and it fucked up all of the drakes.
A magical sword?
A magical sword.
Of what kind? Of what sort?
I don't know.
What did it look like?
I couldn't look at it.
Details!
It was as bright as day.
Where's Lokara?
I don't know. She's probably still sleeping.
I don't know, but... All I know is between the
did falling... Did you go back to the church?
Yeah, of course she did.
Between the volley of arrows... With the thorns, and they were just really sharp. And this wall of fire. And all of these blasts that just came at us. There was so much happening. All, like... there was no way that we could have all...
I'm to understand that you were done in by thorns?
A wall of fire and blasts by a small group of people.
You weren't there, man.
You must have made some grave miscalculation. How did you approach the situation? We need to break this down step by step. We'll be here all night if we have to be. And everyone's like, oh, fuck.
Leshy's like, god damn it.
We came in stealthy. Well, at least we thought we were. They were just chilling by the fire. But apparently they already knew we were coming. And that's the problem. Once we were in, we couldn't run away. They were like a force I haven't seen before. The way that they worked together.
The captain's son, who is a handsome young man with coiffed hair, he will stand up and he's gonna he walks around the table to be on your side. And he's like, hey man, it's okay. You know, you're not in trouble. Just, it's gonna be all right. But we do need to, you know, sort of slow things down and try to figure out what's going on. Do you believe we're being assaulted? And then he looks at his dad, Captain Calgren, and is like, because I think that's the more important thing here. Are we being attacked?
What do you think that Dart's impactful speech was to the... You gave a speech through
the fire. You gave like a warning through the flames.
What would that... just even if it wasn't exactly that warning, what warning would it be from Dart to these people?
I know you were like, tell your people something or other. And
yeah. So it was
really cool and...
But we didn't get it.
But we didn't get it. So... Oh, What is that same vibe, I guess, yeah.
Man, I really wish I could remember my dope speech.
It was dope.
I mean, I'm sure it was probably something along the lines of, like, me telling them that, like, their abuse of the frogs... Like, those days were numbered, and that the King of the Frogs was, like, returning. And I feel like I made some kind of reference to, like that prophecy of, like, the frogs returning. I don't remember exactly the details of it, but I think I was trying to, like, amp up the
omen.
Like,
the frogginess.
The supernatural, like... aspect of that to kind of to put the fear in him.
Mm-hmm.
The two things I remember was saying the frogs have returned and how many orcs does it take to deliver a message. Those are the only things I remember saying.
One.
He told me to give you a message. Well, I think he means... What's Wren's full title? Actual title?
Blood Harvester Wren.
Blood Harvester Wren.
The captain's son puts a reassuring hand on your shoulder, carefully not touching any wounds.
How we abuse frogs. Eat them. Whatever else we do with them. Those days are numbered. He will not stand for the injustice of his people. As if it was a prophecy itself rising from the flames. He shook me. Just hearing him talk, and I never really even thought about it before.
I can see that your eyes are haunted, son.
Clearly you've gone mad from this, and we're listening to the ramblings of somebody gone insane.
Who's to say he even saw a frog? Okay. Says someone else.
Another orc that's sitting in the corner stands up, and he is like oafishly huge, and he's got this like thousand yard stare in his eyes, and he kind of looks like this goofy bastard right here. And he says, "Are you sure it was a frog? Are you sure you weren't actually being threatened by the lesbians or maybe the cat?"
Yeah, or maybe have like a lizard man with them or something.
Maybe you just got tricked. Maybe you should go lay your head down.
Maybe you should listen to me.
Was it an illusion?
I'll go lay down. But just know that someone's coming here. Listen to me or not.
Yeah, when they come, you'll be the first that we give away.
Leshy.
Sorry, I...
Sit down.
She, like, sighs and sits and crosses her arms.
We are not done here.
Oh, I think we are.
You! What's your name?
Ogrish.
You spoke of dreams once. Dreams of a frog uprising.
Oh my god, not this again.
Nope, it has validity. Leshy!
I am being open and receptive as best I can.
The captain's son is also like low-key rolling his eyes. He's like, oh god, not this again.
Was it a red and green, or was it a red and blue frog?
Everyone looks over at to Ogrish.
In my dreams, the frog, I can't see him. He's only a silhouette backed by flames.
What color flames did you see? Are there any parallels? We must know.
You should have spilled the fluid from his canals. You've doomed us all.
I can't believe we're entertaining this at 5 a.m.
The captain said, it's like, hey guys, I think we should all just, you know, calm down, okay? We're gonna work together and figure this out. It'll be all right. And he smiles, especially at Leshy.
Why are you here again? I thought this was for top-ranking officials.
Calgren is like, Leshy, you know he is my son, but you are correct. Son, you're overstepping. Am I, though? I mean, like, I really... I'm just trying to help. And he looks over at Leshy like, come on, Leshy.
Silence yourself, Nepo baby. We might be on the verge of a frog invasion.
I do not see your medals of honor. What you have to say does not really sway my mind one way or the other. Boy.
The flames were blue and black.
The captain's son frowns and sits down because he sees the look in Captain Calgren's eyes that it's like, son, I can't defend you any longer. Blue flames, you say?
Blue and black.
As I've seen them in my dreams, I'm going to sharpen my lucky axe.
You witch.
Unless she just puts her head in her hands.
Grumps himself shits on my pillow before I may rest my head.
He's so mad. He's like, what the fuck? Right now? Of all times?
They may be small.
What are we trying to say? This is some frog that was promised.
Wait, what?
I want to know who promised this damn frog. The lesbians? Tell us more about the lesbians. What did they look like? Were they friends with the frog, or do you think the frog was
scary?
Were they associates, or was it just like by happenstance? Perhaps the frog was their pet.
No, it more seems like the frog used them as the bait.
Oh,
The frog is highly intelligent. And like, don't get me wrong, the lesbians
I find that hard to believe.
The lesbians were highly intelligent as well.
But to let themselves be used as bait. That is pitiful for a woman.
And the cat
Captain
was...
Captain Calgren is not homophobic.
He's an ally.
Lesbians are always incredibly intelligent and handy.
That we are.
More like handsy.
That we are.
So yes, describe these other companions.
Describe the couple, the cat.
The cat looked like a bobcat. He was sleeping a little at the beginning, but he... Did he change into an animal?
I don't think so.
No.
Not because he didn't have wild shape?
Yeah. No, he... Oh, I think he did, though, give dart fire arrows.
Oh, yeah. He was magical in nature.
Yeah, because he did some support spells.
That yeah, time a magical cat.
A magical bobcat. And adorable.
There was a little red tiefling.
Wait, so like the cat, it's not like a cat, it's a tabaxi.
No, a tabaxi that looked with bobcat markings. And a short little
bobcat. It's a little bit problematic that you're just referring to them as a cat.
I was just about to ask if there's a slur for tabaxi and orcish.
I'm sorry that I'm a little in pain and I can't 100% filter what I am saying.
I'm looking for the slurs.
Mousers.
Well, damn.
I don't know how I did it.
There's always a hard R.
It's universally known to be extremely racist with a hard R. If it's like a soft A, that sounds like, you know, inviting and warm.
Yeah, they call each other that.
Sorry.
Sorry. I'll pay for my sins. Later.
You know a dream is bad when there's lesbians in it, and I still wish I didn't have it.
Wait, there were lesbians in your dream as well?
To be fair, there are usually lesbians in my dreams.
Fair enough.
The captain,
but not accompanied by a doom-bringing frog.
The captain's is like, may I please say one more thing?
Oh,
who is the top?
Oh.
And everyone looks over at the young lieutenant, and Captain Calgren is like, son, you have to leave now.
Fine.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with the terminology.
It was the dwarf.
The dwarf. Mm. Tell us more about this dwarf. Wait. Oh, God, you're responding to... You're responding to my son's tomfoolery.
Can your son stay?
No.
No.
He's being disruptive.
Then I will not give you any more information.
Then I will take your head.
Okay, take it.
She stands.
Whoa. We stopped doing that.
Not that, like last week we stopped doing
that. I've just been waiting for an excuse. What's your name?
Vrino Leshy.
I've been waiting for an excuse, Leshy.
To die? Head chopped off.
Nah.
What the?
We should make this sacrifice to Grumsh, therefore he will stop this frog.
This is the best idea I've heard all night. And I'm tired of this meeting.
You know that Grumsh doesn't care about sacrifices.
He used to.
You just want to hide your shame.
Superstition.
The shame that this small unit, led by a frog folk, is coming here to take down everything, unless we change and not eat frogs anymore. Like, come on. Aren't they, like, delicious, though?
I mean, how much you have, like, deep-fried frog?
I mean, yeah, of course they're delicious and nutritious.
On a stick?
On a stick.
Yes. Have you ever had their fluid-filled canals injected with delicious fluids? Like
butter, yes.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Butter-filled frogs.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, or you can, like, boil them in butter and then, like...
Give them a nice little saute.
Yeah.
Mark roll them in panko crumbs
and then...
Discussions like this will only further hasten our doom.
No, you're right. For once, you're talking the most sense, Ogrim.
I'll get that recipe from you later, though. As he just crosses his legs and like sits back.
So tell him about the other one.
Tell, please.
Is he staying?
No.
He's not even parents to be here.
He walks up and he starts to leave. He goes and opens the door, and as he opens the door, an old, gnarled-looking orc with a hunched back and a nasty snarl and dirty hair comes into the room, and the captain's son is like, "Oh, thank goodness! I was just leaving." And he slinks out of the door. He's like, "I wanted to go to bed anyway."
This guy's locks haven't been washed since the Third Age.
Enters Lokara, the unyielding priestess.
Oh, she just reminds me of like Dark Crystal, the skinks, is like the like whatever they're called, the creepy things that haunt my dreams for real.
Leshy will stand and like bow. My priestess.
Everyone gives the priestess like at least a pretty respectful like greeting. Even Captain Calgren, who doesn't bow, but he gives like a very heavy head nod as the priestess approaches.
Where did you write? Oh, Kafuto also like is sitting back but bows his head.
And she wordlessly walks up to Kafuto and will put her hand just on his head, like around, like fingers around his braid, like on. And you can feel like Kafuto can feel like nails, like sharpie, jaggedy nails, just kind of digging into the back of his head. And she says, "Worry not. His recounting may be inaccurate, but I can extract the pure memory." So Lokara is initially casting like detect thoughts on him. So it would be just kind of like some surface thoughts, mm-hmm, kind of thing. Like, so he's probably thinking like, "Why is she touching my head like this? Ew, what the fuck?" Or whatever. This is so uncomfortable.
She stinks too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. She smells kind of like, she smells like a grave.
I just think of like mothballs.
There's definitely dirt under those fingernails. Are you totally thinking about that?
Oh, layers infection thick. I'm gonna have.
Right on the scalp.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
And she looks up at Captain Calgren and she goes, "Yes, just what I thought. His mind is muddled. I'll have to take this one." And Captain Calgren's like, "We aren't done interrogating him.
My brain's not muddled.
I can tell that he is useless.
What? In this state.
I must extract his memories and we will turn him into a blood skull."
"Excuse you?"
"Lokara, your cursed magics make me very nervous."
"You wouldn't even know that this is happening without me. Who are you calling useless?"
"My priestess."
And she...
"Dare you talk to me like that, you worm! You have sealed your fate."
"My priestess."
"You have as well."
"If I may..."
Her eyes widen. She's just like looking over at Captain Calgren, like, "Say the fucking words, and I can he kill just sits this back. Fucking wretch."
"If I may, we still need to question this one. Just 5 more minutes of your time, then it can be all yours."
"Why must we question him when I can just pull the memories from his useless little head?" Captain Calgren's like, "That is unusually cruel to do to someone who's done nothing wrong. Lokara, need I remind you that we have a code? One that you used to adhere to. I don't know what happened to you, Lokara." "Nothing happened to me. You don't understand, Calgren. Things are more... There's a lot going on, okay? Things are ramping up. And this is way more dangerous than you think. You can't just let this threat be out in the woad like that.
What would you suggest we do, priestess?
Ogrim's right. It will be our downfall. Not unless we act on this immediately. We must get the information. We must find these rat catchers and see what the hell they're fucking doing in our woad.
Small sidebar. I feel like I should just point out that my name is Ogrish.
Oh, Ogrish.
Although, ironically, Ogrim is the name of another orc character I have in alternate.
I think that's why I'm saying Ogrim.
Sorry.
It's all good.
She intentionally fucked up.
Ogrish is right. Ogrish is right. We are doomed. We don't get our shit together. And we're in here talking about recipes. You know, the frog folk have a greater purpose than that. You all know.
A house divided will fall to the frogs. I have seen it.
Ogrish is right. I say we take his memories. That way we can get the most information. And we have to find that scout that is missing.
Captain Calgren is like, under no circumstance will we be doing that. I know what your experiments tend to do to people, Lakara. I don't know what kind of dark magic the Emperor has been teaching you, but we may listen to him, but we don't have to follow his example. And Lakara is like, you dare speak ill of our mighty Emperor. Dane has given us everything. The very land we live on. And you dare speak out against him? I should report you for dissenting.
There's no dissension happening, my priestess.
No.
He is just a tired man thinking foolish thoughts and saying even more foolish things.
He kind of like looks upset that you called him foolish.
If we resort to these cursed magics, we're no better than the frogs.
And okay, Captain Calvin's like, wield a cursed he's right. Magic. He had to have had some kind of cursed magic. The flames, the glowing sword.
He had the sword. Do we think that
this... Lakara's like, the sword, what kind of sword? I must get my hands on it. I must get my eyes on it.
It was so bright. It was like looking into the sun itself. Is it safe to assume that this frog is some sort of mage, then?
Perhaps.
He did shoot magical arrows.
But you said
The cat helped. The tabaxi helped. I'm learning. Sorry.
I don't care. You can say whatever the fuck you want about the damn Mausers. Disgusting little things.
I mean, yeah.
Catherine Calgren's like, what is wrong with you guys? He doesn't say anything. He just kind of like shakes his head disapprovingly.
I believe the preferred nomenclature.
Is what?
Is tabaxi.
Oh, this is true. That's why we have the tabaxi cacodolls. What if I show you, mark you on a map where they last were?
That would be a good start. At least do something useful for once in your pathetic life.
Monday, Lakara, you'll stop projecting.
Lakara is like shaking with anger.
Well, she looks at me, she's like, stop being fucking smart before she kills you.
You hear a message in your head from Lakara, and she kind of just like, she kind of just twirls her little finger so that you can see that she's casting a spell, and she just tells you a silent message in your head. You will be going to the tower by day's end. Mark my words. And you know that means that you'll be disappeared.
Man, do you guys feel a weird chilly draft all of a sudden?
Yeah, I was trying to clear the stench out of this place.
Wash your dreads.
Oh,
Calgren laughs. A hearty laugh.
Everyone laughs, and then Blood Harvester friend walks in.
Nope. Oh my god.
Nope, we're all dead.
Captain Calgren says, you know, I think this is enough for the time being. Mark us on the map where you saw them and write a detailed description of who you saw and what they looked like.
Tell us what they did.
I'll have all of that after I'm healed up at the infirmary.
And tell no one outside of this tent what you saw.
Of course, that's fine. I'll give you the map
absolutely
location.
Not spread hysterics. That's the last thing we need.
For people to think that the end times are coming, that would wreak havoc on our civilization.
I feel like he like passes out. Because like he like ran all this way. He's sitting down. It's one reason he didn't want to sit down, but he like passes out.
Great. Now he's unconscious.
And yeah, and Captain Calgren's like,
gave him the comfy chair.
Gave him the comfy chair for fucking nothing.
Okay, well, Leshy.
Yes.
See if we have any files on lesbians or frogs. The Emperor might have something for us.
He said that there was a tiefling, a frog, and a dwarf.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see if there's anything. See if there's anything that matches that.
And a tabaxi. This is fucking
see
insane.
If there's anything that matches that description.
You understand this is crazy, right?
Yes, I okay. do understand. But we can't afford to not follow up on this. And I think Lokara would agree, considering how. And he looks over at Lokara, and she's
well, like, she just like nods silently.
And Lokara's just squinting her eyes. You don't understand how. You don't understand how delicate our situation is.
I think our priestess could also use some bedtime as well.
I think our priestess needs a vacation.
Yeah, she's been overworked the past few weeks.
I'd be happy to leave. I hate this city. Well, why don't you go back to your chapel? I will, but I'll be back. I'll be back, and I'll be looking for those reports. Vren and I are going to have a long talk about this. And about your quips! And everybody's just kind of like, alright, looks around.
Okay, my priestess.
Somebody get him a bed and a healer. Ogrish.
Hmm?
I need you to write a detailed account of your dream.
Well, I don't like the idea of reliving it, but very well.
But please exclude any fantasy elements.
Any weird stuff about the lesbians.
Any personal fantasy elements.
Just keep it objective.
Thanks.
And then Calgren's like, if things get any more serious, if there's another incident, we will consider, you know, going into more of a defensive formation. As we all know, a very important day for Frin is coming up soon, so it would be best if we dealt with this before he finds out.
I agree. The last thing that we need is him to stress out about any of this, in fact, to be our problem.
Yes, it'll be all of our heads rolling if that ends up being the case. Well, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank God.
Dum dum. Cut to the scene at the top of the tallest tower in Vrinvara, the city of the orcs. At the very top of the tower is a large room, I guess like kind of like a bell tower situation where there's like cutouts, you know? And in the middle of this room, instead of there being a bell in this tower, resting on the ground is a large 15 foot in diameter metal singing bowl.
hanging above the singing bowl is a stone pendulum that is softly swinging currently. You know, just kind of nearly still, hanging perfectly over the singing bowl. The singing bowl is filled with a swirling, misty, electric green, viscous ichor. You see around the stone pendulum a soft glow of a telekinesis spell manipulating the swing. And as the pendulum swings, the tip of it hits the edge of the singing bowl and it begins to circle the inner edge, creating a loud hum, a bell tolling that can be heard for miles. And it is being heard by a specific little frog king. We flash back to Dart. You are hearing this noise in your head. It is impossibly loud. It is shaking your core, and no one else around you can hear it. You see your companions there. What are your companions doing?
At that point, I had hasted, so I'm just like bouncing around everywhere.
I'm pretty sure you guys like noticed something was up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're probably like, Dart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
You're but like ahead. Hyped up. Dart, what you doing? What's going on? What are you looking?
You're in immense internal, physical and emotional pain racking you. You feel an intense hatred, the hatred that you have for orcs, the hatred that you have for the situation, everything. Boiling up inside of you, coming to a peak, exploding within you. And what does that look like for Dart?
My first instinct was like, I fall to my knees and I'm like, oh, my precious ear holes, no!
And even if you cover your precious little ear holes, you can still hear it in your mind. It's resonating through your fluid-filled canals.
Oh, no.
And feel sick.
Like, I feel like...
I believe you didn't roll low enough to pass out this time.
I didn't roll enough to pass out, but I feel like I'm, like... Like... Like, everything outside of my senses, like, I'm not aware of what's going on around me because it's, like, so overwhelming that I'm just, like... It's like a white light and heat burning in the front of my mind that I can't escape, and like the whole rest of the world does not exist to me.
Yeah, absolutely. You probably feel like sick to your stomach, but yeah, if I remember correctly, you were able to stay conscious through it, but it did affect you in some way. You failed the wisdom save. I believe it's a wisdom save. It's like a wisdom and then constitution save. And then we have to figure out how we want to do the rest of that.
I feel like it would be good just like end it. Like, yeah, there's more stuff that happens and we can just talk about it. But like of like the narrative scenes, like didn't you say like it'd be nice to have like a narrative scene and then just like a talking portion?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We would end up just also doing like a recap a little bit.
Yeah.
And just kind of being like...
Because like... You get Sylvanas' water. We find that the connection between Nellie Mae and Zavari, I feel like, needs to be stated. And then what happens to Dart and Zavari doing the Arcana check.
Yeah.
Do you want to narratively do that? Is like, do your Arcana, like, say that you, like,
It definitely could. I had a thought of maybe trying to introduce something from the point of view of Zavari's writing in her diary, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. It could be something like that, just a little thing, but.
Yeah, that's true, mm-hmm. for sure.
Dear Diary.
Dear Dumb Diary. That was a book series I used to read as a kid.
Do you want to do that for the, maybe it's we got to do a ham fact. I feel like.
The ham fact is that we're here.
Ham fact is that we're here. Ham fact it down.
Yeah.
That'd be so funny.
Despite it all, ladies and gentlemen, we are still here.
Maybe next week we'll do two ham facts.
A double serving.
Mm-hmm.
I can try and whip something up.
Do it!
Okay. Dear Diary, Sune XX for the date, year 1489. We have been traveling through the Woad for a few days at this point, and honestly, it's been terrible. It's sweaty, it's humid, Dart won't stop eating random bugs, and weird things keep happening to him. In parentheses, more on that later. Something strange has been happening with Dart lately. I know, Diary. I usually don't write about Dart that much. He's honestly pretty steady, but something strange has been going on. I saw him crouched over in pain on the ground, which definitely isn't like him. Normally he would jump up and be like, ha, surprise, you thought that could hurt me or something silly like that, but not this time. I touched him, I reached out to him, and something was very wrong, tainted. It wasn't him. I've never felt this kind of energy before. I don't know how to describe it, but there's something wrong with his soul. I'm worried about him. That's weird of me to say, but here we are. I also had a conversation with Rain. She brought up me going back to Umbermore and her needing to figure something out about it, but I told her that I know how, and that probably wasn't a good decision to tell her, but what's done is done. Anyway, I need to try to sleep. I don't know how, but I'll see you tomorrow, hopefully, maybe. It's XOXO at the bottom of the letter.
To yourself?
Yeah. That's how you know, she's, feeling good. Well, good, all things considered. Mm-hmm. It's either XOXO or, some blood on it.
Drift, who, you haven't seen him really journal, but he's, been going through some shit. And he has finally decided to open up his journal and write a little bit about what's been going on with him. The last few pages are just black scribbles of ink where he tried to write about losing his partners and about being in the Black Forest alone and meeting the Crusaders. But he just couldn't. And he writes the date, Sune XX. I'm sorry. I could probably figure out the date.
That's a lot to ask of you, though. The month and the year is fine.
Yes, but in Sune. And he writes, dear journal, because it's not a diary, he's a man.
Manly man.
A manly man. No, I'm just being stupid. Dear journal, I don't know who will read this or if anyone will read this someday, but I'm starting to feel like my days are coming to an end. I don't think that I can live much longer, that I can go on much longer like this.
I miss my partners more and more every single day, and every single day the gulf between me, the time now and the time that they were still with me, grows. And that gulf is never going to get smaller. And I just, and what we're doing, what I'm doing with my new friends, I know I didn't explain it to you, Journal. I can't right now, but we're doing something incredibly dangerous. Something that needs to be done. This blight is unimaginable, and it's only going to get worse if we don't do something about it. Dart, I've seen him channel the power of Sylvanas. I've seen him be blessed and be chosen by him. I know that he can succeed in his mission, but I don't know that I will survive it. So I've decided to give him my last bit of spirit water. I don't know what I was saving it for, to be honest, but I hope that he finds a way to save his world with it. Anyway, if I'm still alive in a couple days, maybe I'll write some more. Maybe I'll finally tell you about. And that's it. He doesn't finish. He can't finish. He just closes it.
Cries, screams, throws up.
Sorry.
It's real, though. He's grieving, but he can't really grieve right now.
Should Rain do a journal entry?
If you'd like to, yeah. Any by all means. Daru will do a journal entry. Dear diary.
There's like little bite marks taking out the paper.
Scritch.
Dear diary thing. This forest is fucked up. Like, we had to chase Savari through the woods, then got attacked by a bunch of orcs and drakes, and I don't even know. We found this random mushroom circle, and a satyr popped out, like a magical portal. I don't even know what happened. Next thing I know, like, Zavari and him were trading contacts for an apothecary or something. And I don't even know what we're doing here. Like, this is, I mean, it does feel familiar, but it's not the same. Like, it's weird. Magical forests, they have an energy. They have a different flow. And this flow is, it almost feels tainted. It feels off. And whatever's going on here, we need to correct what's wrong. I should probably go check in with Savari and make sure she's okay. But deuces.
That's her XOXO. Mm-hmm.
Deuces, zombie.
Zaris is like, dear diary, I hope my girlfriend's thinking about me.
P.S. I miss us.
Frowny face. On Zavari's P.S. I miss Taze. Frowny face.
Taze, dear diary, I miss my wife. No, I'm just kidding. It's
a meme. I know it's a meme, but
it's a meme. That I miss my wife, Tails. It's a stupid Sonic the Hedgehog meme.
I know it's a meme, but I also love that trope in books and fan fiction and media. I love that trope.
It's a really good in Lore Olympus. Oh, it was so good.
The where's my wife, especially like if they're not even married yet. I eat it up every time.
Taste. I have to go out and get more tea.
Yeah, that's more like drink it all.
It's like a bag of holding with a hole in it, but the hole is Morag.
That would suck.
Does Dart have a journal?
Not exactly. Mine's a letter.
Okay.
Bear with me. My dearest Charlene, as the autumnal winds whisper through the barren fields and the distant drums of war echo across these weary hills, my thoughts, ever faithful, return to you. The days grow colder, not solely in clime, but in spirit, as the fervor that once ignited our cause now flickers amidst the encroaching shadows of fatigue and longing. The rigors of campaign life have etched lines upon my brow and silvered the hair at my temples. Yet it is the ache of separation from you that weighs heaviest upon my heart. I beseech you, my love, to find comfort in the knowledge that your image is my constant companion. May Providence shield you and our beloved children until such time as I may once more embrace you at the sanctuary of our home. Yours eternally and devotedly, King Dart of the Hopkins.
I have one question. Dart has hair?
Eh.
Why don't you talk to me like that?
You're like, where's my yearning letter?
Is Dart have the accent? Charlene and pretending to be like a toity Arthur Morgan with silver hair.
I only see her at nighttime.
She doesn't know. She doesn't have eyes.
Oh, just knots. She has big knots.
Our children are just saplings. It was just fun and I wanted to do it.
Thank you for listening to Roll Forth. This has been the Empire Initiative featuring Samaria Hawkins as Lady Zavari / Lady Latria, Ryan Musgrove as King Dart of the Hopkins, Rachel Voss as Rain Vosgrove, and our wonderful MD, Shanna Cantu.
You know, for the last 10 episodes, I have been doing little custom endings for this podcast, and honestly, it's been great, but also it's just another thing to do. So unfortunately, this will be my last custom outro. Maybe if I have some energy in the future to do another one, I'll throw it in there for you. But it's been great doing these little custom outros, but what will be even better is a little bit more time back in the Rachel Vault, which we be needing that. So, but you know, I hope you give yourself some time, give yourself back a little bit of time and energy when you can. And please stay safe, friends.
Purr. Okay. Take that however you want to take it, folks.
It means what you want it to mean. Or not, you freaks. Mm-hmm.
We're supporting you and judging you all at the same time.
Oh, that's Rain's motif.
Zavari knows.
I believe in you, but I also question things.
I have some concerns.
I believe in you with doubts.
Yes.
Rain's always going to have... Oh, never mind. I guess I can't. Never mind. I can't foreshadow that shit.